Point of order.
I guess this is a point of order.
It would be my thought that we would have to go through the same procedure that we went through with the Teamsters motion.
Point of order.
Yes,
and I also have a point of order.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do recall that we've spent about an hour talking about the finance motions that Brian, I'm sorry, the motions that Brian had brought up, and we voted on those, discussed them, spent an hour, and they were initially on the consent calendar. So if we can spend that amount of time on those items,
we voted to do that specific procedure with those.
We can vote now to whether we want to discuss or we want to discuss the September meeting. Excuse me, Madam Chair, would you please ask the members to allow me to speak without interrupting?
Yes, I just heard another point of order.
Thank
you. I was just turning toward Mary with that.
Yes, I believe that what was actually said is, as the Chair said, Anthony Fest requested that we not adjourn until we have done this. Bonnie said it wasn't our normal custom. You could request that, she said, when it comes up. But there was nothing that says we would agree to do it, nor was there any motion made that we could, nor was there any, is there any provision in Roberts to do that in that way. So we are at this point, and it can be requested or not requested, but if someone, my understanding is, and I would like the ruling, that if such a request is made, if someone wants to move to adjourn, they can, and we could vote it down or up.
Madam Chair, may we proceed?
Proceed in what sense?
We would like to now discuss the September meeting.
Well, some of us will.
And I said this was a gentlewoman's agreement to move forward on that.
If you are making a motion that we vote on whether to take up a September meeting now.
Well, the motion is to discuss the September meeting, not whether to take it up.
I'm just a little puzzled here. It seems to me that the only thing that we can do properly in order to move it out of its customary place where it would go in new business, because it is not the meeting for next month, is a two-thirds vote in order to take up this item right now.
Madam Chair, point of order. We just discussed the Brian's motions that were on the consent calendar.
No, we voted on that. We decided to do that as a board. We decided to take those up after we had voted on the budget.
Well, can we vote now?
It's a two-thirds vote.
Was it a two-thirds vote
right?
For the other?
No. If they're not
comfortable. Is there a second for LeVarne's motion?
No. I have another point of order.
Okay.
I've been waiting on my point of order forever.
Oh, I didn't even hear you. I'm
sorry.
No,
it's just...
I don't know which one to take first.
Was there a second?
There was no second.
There was no second. Okay.
Richard, do you have a point of order?
Yes, Madam Chair. I want to say this with all due respect, but on more than one occasion today, Mr. Tiegert has been said derogatory things to various people, and you have not done anything to dissuade him, and he continues to do it. And I would ask you to exercise your authority as the chair when he talks about people getting off their butts or things like that, and the other things he said, that you need to say to him, please, stop talking like that. You're out of order.
All right. I will be more verbal in the future. Point taken. I did hear Brian apologize this last time. Tico?
I don't know if it's any more or less a point of personal privilege than other people's points of personal privilege, but I'm concerned that our track record of the last meetings is deteriorating. I was inclined to support motions, flexibility as to introducing motions along the course of the day when we began with that topic about 4 months ago, but I'm afraid that we're not making positive progress to the commitment we made in terms of having items introduced early. And as far as I can tell right now, we may be just be voting that we wish to meet somewhere outside of the city, not that we have a plan. And we've already written a motion together, and we can write together very slowly and very cooperatively. But I don't think that that's the way that we want to go. And so that is what, if we vote, I'm going to, Anthony, I'm kind of ex- extending a personal apology because I think you deserve that your gentleman's agreement be honored personally. But as far as it, gentlewoman's, yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah, or whatever. Like, I think it deserves to be heard, but I don't know that it's, I don't know that it has to happen right now at 5:30.
Phoebe. I move that we adjourn.
I second.
It's been seconded, moved and seconded that we adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning? If I could say the word. We have an objection. Shall we vote? All those in favor of adjourning?
All this is favor of adjourning.
Nine.
Two. All those opposed. No. All those.
How many? Oh, I'm sorry. All those opposed.
I'm getting multiple hands. Attila.
Motion carries. We would really like to thank New College.
Thank you.
For helping and letting us use the building. And thank you, Yay, and thank you, Neil, for all your hard work. Do you need help putting things away, Neil? You sure?
Did anybody here not pick up their general manager evaluation form? Any board members?
I did. Have you? You should know how many you have left there. I see. This is.
Is there a garden?